right, buckle up, Buttercup.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Comes to gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should ever think gossip. Why should you stop now?
You don't think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
Okay, so dishing this morning is pretty easy and kind of funny, too. A bunch of people were riding in one of those Hollywood tour buses recently, and the driver noticed John Stamos coming out of a business, but the bus people, passengers laughed because it wasn't John Stamos.
This is John Stamos. Yeah, he looks like him.
Okay, guys, am I John Stamos?
No!
No! Who am I? Dude, you gotta get better. You gotta get better.
Yeah, Rob Lowe. It's not John Stamos. That driver's probably too young to know the difference. John Mulaney has he has his new show. And y'all, he threw some dirt, some shade at Ellen, compared parenting his 3-year-old son, Malcolm, to working on the Ellen DeGeneres show.
Having a 3-year-old, it's what I imagine working on Ellen's show is like. Because people come over, you know, and they're like, how is it? And you're like, oh, it's fun. You know, we have fun. There's games. But it's fun, you know. We have dancing, you know. So if he starts dancing, you dance. But if he stops dancing, you stop dancing right away.
Oh, my gosh. That is some serious shade happening right there. Tim Allen says Toy Story 5 will focus a lot on Jessie the Cowgirl and that Buzz and Woody will reunite. The sequel hits theaters June 19th, 2026. That's next year. Bobby Brown described Britney Spears' version of his song My Prerogative as butchered.
Britney Spears butchered. She butchered Prerogative. Teddy Riley produced it, but that was a butchering that, you know, couldn't take it.
But you cleared it.
I cleared it only because it was Britney Spears and I was...
Yeah, he's mean. A Clueless sequel TV series is in the works with Alicia Silverstone returning as Cher. No word if anyone from the original is returning or what the series will be about. Dennis Leary shared how a nun at his Catholic school changed the course of his life.
The music teacher was there. She said, go over and see if you can sing. And I knew I could sing because my dad was... A musician on the side. So I go over and I sing, and she's like, you're in, you got the part. I literally, from that moment, changed my life, and I stayed friends with that nun.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. I love that. Sometimes it just takes one teacher to push you in the right direction. Gene Hackman used to leave notes for his wife, Betsy Arakawa, like one where he thanked her for helping him prepare her birthday dinner. Oh, y'all, that's so sad, but sweet. Tim Myers, former One Republic bassist, is running for Congress against long-serving Republican Representative Ken Calvert. Take a listen to part of his ad.
Ken Calvert has been in Washington for 30 years. And all he's done is make himself millions. Status quo isn't working. It's how we ended up here to begin with.
That's his music in the background.
I'm Tim Myers and I'm running for Congress. Because one voice is weak, but a chorus is strong.
Oh, listen to him pulling in the music references. That's hilarious. Okay. And finally, a dirt alert. So, y'all, Drake is already suing Universal Music for promoting Kendrick Lamar's diss track, Not Like Us. Now he says they should pay up for the Super Bowl halftime show, which he says was orchestrated to, quote, assassinate his character, y'all. Pew, pew. He already did that on his own. And a Kardashian alert. Khloe Kardashian told a guest on her podcast that her kids aren't allowed to have sleepovers.
I don't let my kids sleep anywhere. Yeah. I'm very strict about it. Times are different. So I won't let my daughter or my son, who's 2.5, but they're not allowed to have sleepovers. I think too much. I've watched too much Dateline.
Yeah, I think we've all watched too many episodes of Dateline, and I had to know the parents, and I had to know their house and all of those things. Yeah, I was picky. Anyway, I don't blame her. All right, that's it. That's the Daily Dust, complete with a dirt alert and a Kardashian alert. Pew, pew, pew. Shots fired. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. What can I say except you're welcome.